What started as a trip to Cineworld turned out to be the journey of a lifetime. This year, you can watch Avengers Endgame, Rocketman, Men in Black International, Aladdin, and The Lion King over and over again for one monthly price. Discover a world of unlimited possibilities with unlimited cinema for £17.90 a month. Feel more at Cineworld. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to Winter is Crappening, a new podcast by me, Ronnie, and that guy over there, Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for coming to our first episode, everybody. We just we come from Watch It Crappens. That's a Bravo podcast, so we make fun of Real Housewives shows and stuff like that. And we both love Game of Thrones and figured, why not make fun of some Game of Thrones? We love this show.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I have a very selfish motivation here because you've been watching Game of Thrones since the beginning, as has, like half the globe, whereas I held off for many years. You know, I had a situation where, like, I missed the first season, so then I was like, well, I'll catch up, and then I didn't catch up, and then soon it became, like, this big daunting task, like, oh my god, I have all these episodes to catch up on, and then finally, I just had Game of Thrones FOMO, and this past September, I sat down and spent the entire month watching all of Game of Thrones all at once, and now I'm finally caught up with pop culture, and personally, my big motivation is that, like, I haven't been able to sit and gab about Game of Thrones this entire time, so we figured, you know what, for this final season of Game of Thrones, we are going to weigh in and be part of the conversation.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah. We're allowed to have opinions too, aren't we?
Yeah, we know that there's a lot of really intelligent Game of Thrones podcasts out there because we've checked a bunch of stuff out to see what's out there. But you know, there's not really enough dumb ones.
No, there really aren't.
What do shallow Housewives watchers do when they want to talk about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Come sit by us, darling. So now before we start a new reality show season, normally what we do is we sit down with the pictures of the cast. Yeah. So like if it's a Real Housewives show, we'll sit down and we'll just make fun of all the people just based on their looks and stuff. And yeah, just do really shallow takes on the people. Well, this show is different because obviously we know most of the cast. And by no, I mean we've seen them. And yeah,
I know them too.
So we're going to do the same basic thing. We pulled up the HBO webpage with the cast.
Yeah. And we also pulled up a another page that gives us sort of like an update on who's alive and who's dead. Because even though a lot of this is fresh in my mind, and Ronnie, you have been going back and watching the episodes again, they're like a shit ton of characters. And it's like hard to remember who's alive and who's dead. Like, I woke up this morning and I had this like very pressing feeling in my mind. I was like, is Rickon Stark alive or dead? And I don't even know why I cared because I can't stand Rickon Stark. He's dead, actually. And by the way, I'm like really glad he's dead because I thought like he was really annoying. I mean, I don't ever want a child to be dead. But Rickon, honestly, like he was like, he did not deserve to even be a Stark. I'm sorry. He did not carry the Stark name.
What did
Rickon
Stark ever do but have an adorable haircut?
He was so dopey all the time. I'm surprised he even made it so far. Honestly, between Rickon and Bran, I like don't need either of them.
What's with the Bran hate? I love my little Bran. He always has
cute hair.
I can't stand
Bran.
No matter what has happened to Bran, he got paralyzed. He got pushed out the window. He's been chased by zombies, attacked by everything. And he's still like so cute and calm. He's just always like, yes, mother. You know, he's always got that like.
No, I push back. I push back on him being cute and calm. First of all, okay, this is like almost his own doing. Okay, the queen of like the entire country is staying in like a silo on your property. And what do? You decide to climb up. You're not supposed to do that. You're a child. That's the queen. You're going to go snoop. So then he goes, and of course, he catches Cersei having sex with her brother Jamie, and so they push him out the window. And I'm not advocating violence towards children or towards anyone.
Yes, you are.
Really.
You're saying kill children.
No, but I'm saying, like you know what, though? This is a cautionary tale. Like, how about you don't climb up a – he shouldn't have been climbing up in the first place. It's not safe, okay? Why wasn't he playing with sticks?
Oh, you know what? We live in Los Angeles where people pay hundreds of dollars a month to go on a fake rock climbing wall and act like they're badasses, okay? I well, say, you go, kid. You have a cute little bowl cut, like a Beatles, like a monkey's cut from back in the day. And you climb. You can climb. You're very active, you know. And what'd he do? He followed the noise. Listen, if you're going to fuck your sibling, how about you be quiet and maybe close the window? Like, seriously. Well,
that's a whole other issue. Like, that's, like, real ballsy of them to, like, to have, like, incest on someone else's in someone else's guest room. Like, I would not have done that personally. But
I love that your problem with their incest is, like, their manners of how they did it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if you're gonna be incestuous, like, do it in your own room. Don't do it
fuck
in someone's
your brother
like
in private
tower. Like, don't do it in someone's instant hotel, okay? But here's the thing. So Bran, he's like okay, so first he does something that I'm like opposed to, and then on top of that he grows up to be so emo. He's so annoying, and people like try to hang out with him, like, hey Bran, what's going on? He's like, sorry, I'm having a vision. It's like, shut up, Bran. He's so annoying. He's so like Wes Bentley in like America. Like, he doesn't see like empty bags flying around. He just sees like stupid leaves, and then he's like, oh yeah, it's like life. It's like, shut up, Bran. We're trying to have a good time in this forest.
Well, I personally believe children are our future, so I want to treat them well and let them lead the way. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Whitney, for helping us with Game of Thrones. But yeah, also one other thing about Bran. Is, you know, he keeps having these visions where he's in the eyes of animals and stuff. He'll be like, yeah. I'm a wolf running. I'm a running wolf. I'm like, where's the part? Like, why does he always get to have the most exciting dreams ever? Like, where's the dream where he's just like biting his own butt for an hour, you know, like a real dog? Like, dogs don't have this exciting of a life.
He's also not a true teenager, because if I were a teenager and I can go into someone else's body, you know damn well I would have like totally gone into like some dude's
Girl,
body and like
be masturbating in so many hot guys' bodies.
I would be totally like, I would go into a hot guy's body and then look in the mirror and take off all my clothes. You know, that's what I'd be doing every single time.
You're like 12 years old right now, by the way.
But that's what I would be doing. I'd be like, hello, Khal Drogo, you know? I'd be like, oh, what's Khal Drogo doing right now? I would be totally doing that. Also, let's not forget that Bran ruined those tree people, you know, like, right? Like the first children or whatever they were called. Because remember, he was like, he got into Max von Sydow's body. He's the three-eyed raven. And he, like, stayed in there too long. And then he caused something to happen. And then all the – he caused it so that, like, the White Walkers and the undead, like, could get into the tree. And so then, like, the first people had to sacrifice themselves so that way Bran could get out. And then Hodor had to hold the door and all that stuff. And it's like, Bran, you caused a race of people to, like, go extinct.
Well, you know, like, what? Nobody asked those people to live in a tree. Okay? Get a better place. Go to a better neighborhood, okay? It's worth working a second job to have a better place. Like, who lives in a tree, okay? The Keebler Elves, that's who.
Hey, don't shade the Keebler Elves. They give us some of the most delicious things.
Those
like,
cookies
in
suck. I wish that he had made it so somebody killed those fucking Keebler Elves. They suck, their cookies are dry, and they're always served at, like, church functions.
Have you even ever had an EL Fudge? Have you even had a pinwheel? I think those are Keebler, and I support them.
I doubt.
How about Fudge Stripes? One of my favorite cookies of all time. You know, where it's like a wheel, but it has like chocolate on the back and then stripes along the front.
I'm killing your cookie right now. I'm Bran breaking into your tree and killing your cookie. I just splattered it all over the wall.
No, Bran wouldn't even have a cookie. You know, he'd be the type where if you gave him a delicious cookie, he'd be like, actually, I'd prefer to have a cracker right now. It's like, shut up, Bran.
Like, I don't want a cookie. I am noble. It's like, shut up. Eat your cookie.
So, speaking, as long as we're here in the House Stark, what are your thoughts on, like, Arya and Sansa Stark?
Well, I love Arya. I think that she's really gone through so many weird, awkward growing up phases on the show, which I really like.
Yeah.
She had one of my least favorite storylines, though, where she went to, like, the faces people, and they kept just changing your face, which, I mean, we call that Los Angeles, so...
She went to L.A. She became an influencer. She's like, I'm Arya Stark, and this is how you put on makeup.
Yeah, she was, like, really big into prop comedy for a season or two, and I kind of wasn't having that. And I'm finding that on my rewind, which I'm, like, in a massive binge right now, my goal is to watch everything by the time we really start this next week. And on my binge, I find that I'm fast forwarding through Arya and Jon Stark scenes. Like, I like them, and I don't want
John
Arya Star-
you
to
mean Jon Snow? Do you mean Jon Snow?
Who did I say? Jon Stark?
Said Jon Stark.
Jon
actually
Snow.
From the New York Knicks. I was like, God, I hate when they always like would interrupt Game of Thrones to show highlights of the 94th season of the Knicks.
Yeah. I really like Shaq. I hope he wins. Just kidding. Like,
Patrick
I know
Ewing
no sports
did a great
people.
Role. Patrick Ewing was wonderful on Game of Thrones.
Like Michael Jordan. Wow. So, yeah, Jon Snow, which, you know, I mean,
yeah.
In 2019, he would just be called Jon Snark. I mean, who calls her baby a bastard? So rude. So, I really like Jon Snow and stuff, but he's emo. I mean, I feel like the Starks are generally always fucking crying about something. And also, I forgot that Ned Stark really died because he was just like, but I'm nice, I'm noble. And Varys, who's like my twin, you know, I look just like Varys. And I'm a queen just like Varys. And so I like that I'm trying to, I keep showing up in the first season trying to help him. I'm like, girl, listen here, okay? This is not about being nice, okay? And also, who are you to get to say that you're nice? You've beheaded like 10 people so far in season one.
Listen, here's my thing. Okay, we've got a lot of Stark things here. So first of all,
that's my point, just to finish my sentence. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I want to speak to all the points that you made, because you made a lot of really strong points. I also am a big fan of Arya Stark, and my issue, I wanted to actually love her going to that like house of like a thousand faces or whatever it was called, that like it sort of looked like a Sephora to me on the outside. So I like that. I like that she was gonna like, she's this misunderstood, totally take it for granted little girl who like, you know, who's gonna go and become a badass. You know, like one of my favorite tropes is when there's some like puny girl or puny kid who people are like, no, you can't hold a sword. That's not what you can do. And then they become a badass. Like, I love that.
Like Kid but, Rocky.
Yeah, but what I don't love like the ninja dojo trope. I hate in like movies or in TV shows where you have to watch endless scenes of training. It's like so uninteresting to me. Like The Matrix, they got it right. It was like a montage, and then at the end he's like, oh, I know Kung Fu, and then we're like set and good to go. But here it's like, oh my God, it was like a season of her like carrying water and pouring water on people. And then that girl,
yeah, they're like, you're blind now. I'm like, oh wow, so sorry that you're blind for a second.
Yeah, and then that other girl who was like, she reminded me of, I don't know, she looked like someone who I feel like I went to college with, who would constantly harass her and like beat her up at all. It was not interesting. It was not like the exciting like blossoming that I was hoping for. But now that's done, and I'm really happy that not only is she done with that, but she is like killing people left and right that need to be killed. That's like a really important thing for me.
Yeah, she's a badass. And Sansa has, you know, had a rough time. I mean, I guess everybody on the show, like Arya didn't. Like, she's, her parents were killed. She went blind. She had to learn, you know, on a bridge how to do Kung Fu in like 2 days or whatever. But still.
Yeah, and she also, like, she has terrible timing. She, like, finally is reunited with her entire family and they all get killed. She's like, I'm finally here. I'm finally going to be back there with my family. And then it's like red wedding time. But, you know, Sansa. So here's the thing with Sansa, okay? Like, the last season, she became a badass. She became self-possessed. She's like, no, I run Winterfell now, etc. But she made so many terrible decisions. Let's not forget that Ned Stark basically died for Sansa. She's like, I want to be queen. I want to be queen. Sign it, father. Sign this, father. You'll be fine. And then, of course, he gets killed anyway.
Well, that's not her fault. Why are you blaming her?
Because I feel like he was doing it for her, and like everyone knew Joffrey was terrible. Like, that was not a good decision, you know. Like,
remember when he pretended he was nice?
But everyone knew. Look at his face. Joffrey was never going to be nice.
Yeah, he does have a little mushy, mean person face.
So, lastly, Jon Snow. I agree. I actually find in general Jon Snow scenes are pretty boring. I people love Jon Snow, and I just find him to be
hot. And everything.
He's hot.
And I like that he, you know, and I get his whole, like, you know, I'm the one with feelings and I cry at the wall, you know, or whatever his deal is.
Oh, God.
Like, I get it. And I liked watching him the first time around. I'm not a hater. It's just that the second time around, like, right now I'm in season two where he falls in love with that chick from The Good Fight, that little redhead girl who's like the wildling or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Every time they come on, I'm like,
fast forward. It's like the worst version of moonlighting ever. I'm like, I'm not sitting through this again.
I have to tell you something. Honestly, anytime they go north of the wall, I hate it. Like, I don't want to watch people trudging through snow and being miserable, you know? And like, it seems like every season they go north of the wall, they see something terrible, and they come back. They're like, wow, that was terrible. We should never go back there again. And then Jon Snow's like, we have to go back north of the wall. It's like, oh, again? Like, why don't you, like, make a list, then go north of the wall once, take care of it all, and then come back and be done with it? Like, I'm just – every single time they go up there, I lose my mind. It's, like, not where I want to be.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this wall of faces like, oh, my God, because I have the HBO thing pulled up right now. I'm like, holy shit, there's so much
here. Well, I have a side-by-side wall of faces, and I have also all the families of who's alive and dead. I will say this, in terms of House of Stark, according to DigitalSpy.com, Brienne of Tarth is associated with House of Stark because she has sworn – well, she originally sworn to the gay brother, and then – when he was killed by a shadow, she then, like, became sworn to, like, Catelyn's... It was a whole thing. So
she
basically
swore herself to Catelyn, yeah.
Yeah, and
she's
then...
She's like, you're wonderful, ma'am. I shall be yours. I just watched those episodes
your daughters. I have to say, honestly, Brianna Tarth, I think, is my favorite character. I just love her. I love her.
That she always looks like she's so confused. She's always got that, like, she's about to cry, but she doesn't know why, you know? Like a confused cry face.
Like she just saw a really, like she just watched La Bamba and she's like so sad about Richie Valens, but she knows she has to be strong.
I'll tell you who makes some bad decisions. Catelyn Stark. Good Lord. Every decision she made was fucking terrible. And when you rewatch it and you know everything that's happened already, it's like, oh God.
God.
You idiot. Where at first you didn't know that it was a bad decision, you know? It's like hindsight is 20/20, et cetera, et cetera. But goddamn, woman, you made some stinkers.
Well, she made a stinker of a son in what's-his-face, Rob, who was, like, gonna be, like, the king of the north, and, like, he was gonna lead the way to victory, and he would've, but then he got, like, all caught up in a romance with what's-her-face.
Well, both the parents ruined that kid, because they're like, okay, here's my life lesson to you. Be a good person. Don't tell your children to be good people. Guess what? Good people get beheaded. Okay? And we already learned that from Ned. And then we've got Rob over here like, I'm going to do the honorable thing and put the guy who helped me take a message to Cersei, the cousin of Golden Hand, I'm going to put them in the same cage so that he can escape. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, why are you doing him a favor? Because he, like, delivered your mail okay? What is wrong with you, Robb Stark? And then he's like, then he fell in love with a woman while she was sawing off somebody's leg. I mean,
Well, and also he made that deal with that stupid Frey dude with the bridges, with the towers, whatever it was called. He made a deal, and the deal was he had to marry one of his daughters, okay? And guess what? He was like, oh God, I have to marry one of the daughters. He had hot daughters, that guy, remember? Because he gave a hot daughter to the other dude.
Daughters?
He had one hot daughter, remember? He gave a hot daughter to that one dude, and he was like, oh shit, I got the hot daughter, remember?
Oh God, so Rob could imagine had those Christmases, though? I mean, I kind of don't blame him. But also, Catelyn, there she goes, selling her children, and then you're selling them to Walter Frey? I mean, girl, I wish Kris Kardashian had been around back then to just, like, help her out and show her how to sell your children. Okay?
Yeah, well, but, you know, Rob made a deal, and then he, like, breaks the deal because of he met a nurse.
Love! It's true love!
And that's what did him in, you know? Like
that woman smells like leg rot.
She was just awful. I'm sorry. I was not into her. I thought she was annoying, and they were annoying together. They're like those people. If Instagram had been around, you would be muting them because they would have a joint Instagram called like Robin to Lisa. It's at Robin to Lisa, and they'd be like, oh my God, we're at the farmer's market together. Like everything would have been like that. Like 10 days till our wedding, and like artsy Instagram stories. It'd be just the worst.
But it would have had that noble slant to it where she's like, we're at the farmer's market and we save somebody having a heart attack. It's like, oh God.
Well, you know that Talisa would probably do like a photo of her like in a bikini, like a selfie in a mirror in a bikini, but the caption would be like, take some time to think about yourself because you only have yourself, and these days you have to be good to everyone. So it's like you can't make fun of her because she put like a noble caption. It's like, shut up, Talisa.
Yeah, she'd be one of those people that's like, oh my God, I'm not going to have a baby because that's pollution and I care about the earth and I'm here to help people as a nurse. And then she has a baby and then posts like 20 baby pictures a day. That's her.
Oh my God. She'd be like, question for all the mommies out there. How do you think is the best way to put a baby seat in the back of your car? Just wondering. It's like, why are you asking this to Twitter, Talisa? You know they're just so terrible at all times.
Yeah, but
and
Rob
they probably
Stark,
make an Instagram account for their kid too, by the way, and their dog.
But Rob Stark, bless his heart, he is so fucking hot. And then when he got killed, I was so sad just because of his hotness. You know, because I don't care if your wife's an idiot, I'll still love you. You know, it happens plenty of times in real life. I love him, but then he still has PTSD on his next show because now he's on Bodyguard.
Right.
Which is a really, you know, it's a pretty good show. It's no Game of Thrones, but it's pretty good. And you see his butt a lot. But he has PTSD, and I'm like, can you blame him? Has anybody here watched Game of Thrones?
So let's move on to House Baratheon, shall we? Are you good with that?
Well, sure, the Baratheons.
Baratheon.
I mean, Baratheon, as we scroll down, we've still got 900 characters, so we'll probably scroll down and see some more as we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Baratheons, there's not a lot of people here. I mean, there was Robert the King, like, whatever. Renly, see, I was sad about Renly because he represented us. He was gay. and I was rooting. He was basically the Pete Buttigieg of Game of Thrones. So to see him get killed by a shadow was really disappointing.
I feel like they were so much more sexually free back then. Like, no one really cared that he was boning that sword guy. And then, you know, like,
no,
everyone found out that Cersei was fucking her brother. No one really cared. I mean, they made fun of him and stuff, but,
yeah,
you know.
Well, Renly was fucking what the Tyrell dude, Loras. Loras Tyrell. And they had a cute relationship. But, you know, one thing that really bothered me is that between the two of them, we never got to see any peen. And it bothers me on this show that, like, a woman goes to the farm stand and her tits come falling out. And we see her tits in her vag when she's just trying to get some, like, grain. But on this show, if, like, two guys are in love, like, God forbid we get to see their peen.
Yeah, but they do that thing where they're like, oh, we've shown women naked, so now we're going to be fair and show men naked. And it's Hodor. It's like, come on.
It's always some, or like an old beggar in like King's Landing. It's like, oh, it's an old beggar. Like, I don't want to see old beggar dick.
Or the guy who tried to poison Daenerys. I'm like, why do I have to look at his dick? Okay? It's like anybody else, you know?
Yeah, literally that, like the worst option of the show. They show his dick, his little dick flopping around. That's not what I want. How about we get some Khal Drogo? How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Renly, and the other thing, you know what I liked about Renly? He was the only person who would dance with Brienne. Okay, again, Brienne is my favorite, and the whole backstory, the reason why she swore allegiance to him was basically there was like Baratheon prom and all the guys made fun of Brienne, but Renly would dance with her because he's a good gay, and like, God, I love
him. Also, he used his gayness to help others. He was like, you know what, I'm giving a woman a position on my seven. That's it, she won. She deserves it. And everyone's like, a woman? Oh! And he was like, guys, glass ceiling, just broke it, bitch.
Yeah, he was kind of like one of the best, most progressive people that the show has seen. And I feel like he doesn't even get mentioned enough.
Yeah, well, he's dead now. Bye.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Baratheon. So,
yeah.
Robert Baratheon, that king,
Baratheon, by the way. There's no
Baratheon. I know that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know. I just know, since we're talking about Game of Thrones now, people are going to
come people
for
are going to get all upset.
Yeah.
Robert Baratheon, yeah. This is, like, my fear of, like, really, like, 2 years from now, is that I'm going to be this guy. He's just, like, pees three times a night because he's just so unhealthy, you know? He's all fat, and he's just, like, exhausted all the time. He doesn't even remember that he's never fucked his wife. Like, he's so drunk that he just doesn't remember. And then he doesn't even know he's been poisoned. Like, he's that dumb. He's like, oh, I guess I drank too much, you know? It's like, that is so me on so many levels. And I just don't want to be that, you know? So I had an apple today. So that was my only thing to say about Robert.
Yeah, he's kind of like a dick. Like, he's a dick, too, because he's, like, best BFF with Ned Stark, but kind of a dick to him, too, and trying to get, like, Khaleesi killed, you know? And, like, I don't know. Like, I felt like I wanted to like him, and I enjoyed that, like, his... I appreciate that he will always love that Ned Stark's, it was his sister, right? like, he'll always be in love with her.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, like, don't be a dick also. And, like be nicer to Ned and don't force him to do things.
Every time they talk about the sister, I think of Zelda. Because it's yeah. always, like, a statue of, like, a sad little girl. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Zelda. All I you have to do is help her, Link.
I feel like every time they visit Ned's sister statue in the basement of Winterfell, I feel like it's like a save point, like we're supposed to save the game or something. So really, let's also talk. I mean, King Joffrey, I have to say, he was just uniquely terrible. But wow, one of the great TV villains of all time. And, like, you know, they did follow Joffrey up with the Bolton guy, who was just Ramsay. Also. Which one? Ramsay. Yeah, Bolton. Ramsay Bolton. But Joffrey was truly, like, he was a great, great villain. And I was, like, happy to see him killed, but also sad that we lost our great villain.
Oh, I was not sad at all. He was just, this show is the best at making people the worst and getting yeah. you so excited for them to be killed.
Yeah.
Because you know? Yeah. even when they do it to the nice people, they make them the worst, too. It's like... Ned Stark, okay, yeah, he's the most noble, nicest one, but he's so noble and gross that you're just like, oh, just shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I have to say, Tommen, who is Joffrey's younger brother, who then became the king, ugh, he was the pits. He was so awful. He was so weak. And then he brought in the stupid fucking Sparrow, the High Sparrow. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, the guy from Miss Saigon.
Actually, it's not that he brought him in. Actually, Cersei brought in the High Sparrow. But Tommen, Tommen got so righteous.
You know, he fell for it over a little, you know, pretty sexy time. He's like, oh, okay, I'm into Jesus now. It's like, oh, God. And then he has to talk about it every time you see him, you know, and it's like, have you met my friend Jesus? It's like,
oh, I know.
God, we're like doing coke in a bathroom together right now. Can we talk about this later, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he clearly has like a Bible verse in his Instagram bio and you're like, oh, okay. Enough. He's like, High Sparrow, 316. You're like, oh, okay.
But when he died, it was pretty fun, too, because he escaped Cersei. It's like, that is the only way to escape Cersei, you know? And as gay people, obviously I'm just speaking for myself here, but and a lot of other gays. But as gay people, you know, gay people understand mommy issues. It's like yeah. the theme of all of our pop culture, pretty much. And so when we see that, it's like, LOL, because Cersei is like the ultimate evil mother, you know? And it's like, yeah. the only way to escape your mother is to jump out of a window after she nukes your church.
Yeah, he just sort of quietly just like dropped out. Like, wasn't that a scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail? The guy just walks out the window. Mm. The Roadrunner?
Mm-hmm.
Tommen just walks out on like emptiness and then like moves his
yeah he's like the coyote
and then just drops yeah. and then a roadrunner goes through King's Landing
yeah and Cersei's yeah. like bleh, bleh, or whatever.
Cersei put the TNT in the church. She's like
yeah
you just see the coyote, like his face like just like black with smoke around it.
So another thing that I didn't realize until I rewatched it, because so much happened when I'm sure that anybody listening to me for the first time today realizes that I'm kind of a bimbo. Okay, so when I first started watching Game of Thrones, I was like, what is this? Who are all these? Why are there so many people? I don't get it. And I couldn't watch it. And then I tried again. I couldn't watch it. And it wasn't until I got the flu, which is really how I've gotten into every single intelligent show on TV. It's like yeah. when you get the flu and you're stuck in bed. And so I watched it all and binged it and got really into it. But now rewatching it, I'm getting it all again. I'm getting it now. And so I didn't realize back then that Cersei's cousin, no, her nephew that she's having sex with in the first season is one of the people that tries to kill her from the religious cult in a later season.
It was her cousin. I don't think it was a nephew. I think it was her cousin.
Yeah,
because it's Loras. And Loras is like, Loras is sort of funny because in the first season, he's like bumbling and dropping like tea kettles and things like that. But that's like when he's like around like Robert because he's so scared of him. But then he like has sex with his cousin and then he's like much more like calm. But then he like goes away for like two seasons and comes back with like a shaved head and he's like much more like butch and he's like a religious zealot. It's sort of a funny journey, and I kind of enjoyed it, but I was so glad when he got killed, because I'd had enough of him.
Well, he was so hot by the end. I was like, does your church have a free gym? Like, what the hell has been happening to you, cuz?
Yeah, he really did get hot. He did great work for himself.
Except for that tattoo on his head. It's like, why do people have to do that? You've worked out. You're finally butch and hot now. And then you go and get a fucking tattoo on your head.
I know.
Come on.
I can't stand it. Stannis Baratheon, so he came in the second season. He was actually, we heard about him a lot in the first season, and he was, he kind of is the rightful heir to this throne. Like, all this, like, talk about whose throne it is, it's kind of, well, actually, no, it's Khaleesi's, but, like, assuming Khaleesi's not in the picture of the Baratheons, it's really his. And I feel like he was meant to look like a villain this entire time in a certain way, but I'm like, he kind of has, like, a really good claim, because they all think that Khaleesi's nowhere to be found. So given that, But the problem with Stannis is that he was totally, like, into Melisandre, who, like, talk about. I mean, Melisandre is, like, she's the one you meet at the farmer's market who is, like, trying to, like, get you to try a new kind of nut butter, you know? You're like, oh, okay. But then you fall for it, and then all of a sudden you're telling all your friends to try the nut butter, too, you know?
Oh my God, you're really in the farmer's market today.
I'm in a very specific space.
You're, like,
okay?
Really hungry for organic vegetables today.
You know what it was? I just bought a cookbook that's called... It's like called Six Seasons, and it's about, like, cooking with vegetables. So I think it's just very top of mind, because I was reading it before this podcast.
Like, what farmer's market character would this person be?
I'm just going to graft everyone from Game of Thrones, everyone, every type of person I see. I'm like, and that person over there looks like they're always selling olive oil.
Stannis, oh my gosh. Well, okay, first of all, you know, don't marry a bitch wife and then wonder why no one invites you anywhere. You know what I mean? Because that happens to so many people. It's like or bitch husband, whoever. You know, you marry a dick and you're like, but I love him. Why can't my friends just support me? Maybe because your friends are giving birth to smoke babies. Okay? That's why.
Yeah, Stannis is a dick because, I mean, he has like this crazy wife who I think, you know, the crazy women on the show are so perfectly crazy. Like Kat's sister, Lisa. Who, like, has her 14-year-old son still, like, breastfeeding off of her. Like, the crazy bitches are crazy in the way that I think as gay men we really respond to them. We love that. But Stannis, like, keeps her locked up and downstairs in, like, a jail with his daughter, Shireen. And, by the way, I thought Shireen was kind of annoying. I didn't want to see her burned alive. That's not nice, but she was kind of annoying.
Yeah, she's like, tell me the story. I was like, shut up. Learn to knit.
I'll teach you how to read. It's like, okay, you know what? He can get another tutor. But, like, this is in an inappropriate relationship. But Stannis, it's like, I wanted to root for him, but there were things about him that, like, kept him from being great for me, you know?
Well, he's one of those that's like, oh, I'm not going to give you your way, woman. You're a woman. I'm a man. She's like, but my boobies. And he's like, I'll do whatever you say. Like, what is this, like, a comedy from the 80s? Like, who acts like that?
Yeah, he's just sort of, like, full of bullshit at, like, all times, you know? That's what I don't like about him.
He is, but I really liked his storyline arc because, A, he wasn't even really religious. He was just trying to use that shit so that he could get his way, which is evil and, you know, you shouldn't do that. That's bad. And also because he even burned his daughter alive to win and then lost anyway. And it's like,
yeah.
I love when shit like that happens. It's like, but I prayed really hard for it. It's like, yeah, but, you know, you still have to actually put in the work. Jerk.
Yeah, he's like a constant failure. And like you just always make the wrong decision at the wrong time. But I have grown to really enjoy Melisandre. At first I was like, ugh, I can't stand this woman. First of all, she gave birth to a shadow that killed my little gay king-to-be. And second of all, she's just, like, clingy and I feel like up to no good. You know, she's like crazy. You know, she's like someone that you, like, go on, like, two dates with, and then all of a sudden she's, like, hitting you up nonstop, and you're just like, oh, this person's crazy, you know? But then they still somehow get a foothold, and then, like, they're in your life, and then next thing you know, you're, like, forced to, like, do things with her that you don't want to do, you know?
Yeah, I do. She's the one that gets you addicted to bad things, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, what's your problem? I think you have a problem. It's like, you started me on this!
Yeah, exactly. I burned my daughter because of you.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I guess the Lord of Light just didn't like him anymore. Okay, that started over. But I really did respect when they showed her as the old witch that she really is underneath all of her spells.
Yeah.
And she's, like, totally busted. I mean, that is self-confidence right there.
Yeah, and she did bring Jon Snow back to life, so we have to respect that. You know, that was nice of her.
I mean, I guess. As long as she leaves that ginger in the ground that he loved, that wildling.
Oh, God, I really thought that was such an annoying romance. That's like, it's like really one of the worst romances on this show.
I'm even annoyed with her on The Good Fight from this show. I'm like, shut up, wildling! Like, I give her no respect, and she's like the lead, you know, ingenue of that show.
She was also in Downton Abbey, I think, too. And I think she was annoying in Downton Abbey. I think she was like, I think she was a maid who was up to no good.
Daisy!
She was like a post O'Brien maid.
Oh God, those never worked out for me. I mean, O'Brien, yeah. O'Brien, ride or die here. Okay, yeah. So now, obviously, Joffrey, we talked about the Wissa, and so obviously we have to talk about the brother and sister, Cersei and Jaime Lannister.
Yes. It's time for the Lannisters. You know, my thing that I always thought was funny, and I've mentioned this on Watch What Crappens, was I always think it's so funny that so many of the names on the show are so, like, fantasy, right? Like Cersei and Tyburn and Maester Pycelle and Daenerys. And then you have Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, Jaime, John, and isn't there, like, a Bob on this show?
There's, like, a Rob.
Oh, yeah, Rob. Well, I knew that.
There's like a Kevin Lannister.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that's like, oh, it's Joe, you know?
Yeah, they just suddenly get like very normal and like guy next door, like Cersei and Jaime, yeah.
Oh, and Tyrion.
Tyrion, of course, yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, where do we even start with these two? First of all, I would fuck my brother if it was that guy. Let's just be honest. Like, who wouldn't?
Yeah. I'm mad that they cut off his hand because I felt like he was really at his best when he was like a swordsman. And now that he's like, oh, I can't swing swords, he's like not as good, you know?
Well, this is definitely a Housewives story arc where it's the biggest villain ever. Everybody hates him. Everybody's turned on them on social media. And then they're like, but I lost my hand. And then everyone's like, oh, my God. He's a hero now. Let's just totally forget that he threw some kid out a window, killed the king, etc. Fucked his sister, etc., etc. Everyone's like, but he's hot and he doesn't have a hand.
But he has also this, like, sad backstory of, like, well, I didn't really want to kill the king, but I had to kill the king because if I didn't kill the king, he was going to – I forget what it was, but He killed the Mad King because, like, he had to. It was like there was actually a noble reason behind it, and now he lives with the burden of being called the Kingslayer. It's like, shut up, Jaime. You're sleeping with your sister.
The burden. He's like, it's so hard being famous. You're quiet over there.
But I do love his relationship with Brienne because, again, Brienne is my favorite, and I love that Brienne, the awkward outcast who had to dance with a gay guy at the school dance, is like has like she has like sort of a protector in Jaime who's like basically like the cool guy. He's basically like Freddie Prinze Jr. and Brienne is Rachel Lee Cook in my version of She's All Game of Thrones.
She's and all twat.
Like that just like plays into like my favorite trope, you know, like the awkward girl who like the cool guy has like a thing for. Like it works for me.
Not me, okay, because I think of the scene of St. Elmo's Fire where Mark Hellenberger. No, what's her name?
Yes, no, I know. It's the same. That's, by the way, the same trope. It's like
yeah,
when,
where it's like the popular face? Guy's being nice to her, and then they're kissing, and he snaps her Spanx, and she's like, "That's I hate that story."
Why can't
it makes
I think?
Me crazy.
It's like Matt. I want to say Midge, Madge. It's not Mark. Damn, you're putting Mark Hellenberger in there. It's,
yeah, because I'm thinking of redheads now. See, no, you guys, welcome to our podcast. Okay, just calm down over there. I feel your Game of Thrones anger rising over there, audience. Calm down, okay?
I'm looking it up. It's like Mayor Whittingham.
Mayor
is that
Whittingham,
her name?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And now, that sounds like it was always game, funny because she is always playing that girl and her name is Whittingham. It's like, oh, God.
But by the way, Mayor Whittingham sounds like it would be a Game of Thrones character. Like, oh, go over there. You must speak with Mayor Whittingham. She controls the bridge.
The Whittingham family.
You can cross this bridge, but first you must marry my daughter, Mayor.
The House of Whittingham. They've been Whittingham for centuries.
So Cersei, by the way, Cersei is one of my
Cersei's
favorites.
Cersei's my bitch, okay? I want Cersei to win. I know that she can't win because this show isn't that unfair, hopefully. But God, I love her. I mean, she nuked a church to win. Okay. She has done some of the most heinous, hideous, awful things on this show. And I really want her to win. I'm like, you go, girl.
Yeah, she's terrible. I mean, the fact that when she was like imprisoned and then had to walk through the streets naked, and we were like, felt bad for her when she is like just the most vile person. Like, that's to me, like, that to me is like perfection. You know, Cersei, I also want her to win because she's like, she's not righteous the way the others are. She's just power hungry. And I really respect that. She to me is like the equivalent of like Real Housewives of New York. To me, the Lannisters are Real Housewives of New York. And then everyone else is like, probably the Starks are probably like Beverly Hills, you know, and like Targaryens are probably like Orange County, you know.
Yeah, the really trashy ones who can't stop fighting. I really, Cersei to me, is, like when she was walking naked through the streets, like you were just saying, and they were like, shame, shame. I'm like, she's hot and thin. I mean, give me a break. Like, yeah. That's how you're going to shame me? If I looked like that, I'd be walking through the streets right now. You can say whatever the hell you want. I never felt bad for Cersei.
Yeah.
And I knew that her revenge would be just so sweet, which it was.
Yeah.
It was evil.
It was.
Or it was just as awful as you thought. And then on my rewatch, I'm realizing her story arc, like, she's really grown as a villain. I mean, since the beginning, she kept making stupid mistakes and then,
yeah,
you know, putting your son in power, even though he's a total idiot. And you see her regrets as she goes along. She's like, well, lost another kid. Whoop, there went another one because of some shitty mistake I made, you know.
And you know what she does? She gets like an ANTM haircut makeover, you know. They're like, okay, I'm gonna do a pixie cut. How about that? I'm going to become more chic.
Yeah, it was so weird because it's so weird how that Michael Jackson jacket really, it's like it makes guys look more effeminate, but I guess it makes her more mad. She's like, I'm getting a bowl cut now.
Yeah, even though it wasn't really her choice, but she decided, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep it now, yeah. You know? Also, Tyrion, who is played by what's-his-face?
Peter Dinklage.
I also like him. Like, I don't like him as much as I think everyone else likes him. But he's good. And I feel like he's always on the right side, you know? I think his character was the best when he became the Hand, which was, I think, season 2 or so, because then he started like playing people against each other. And like, that was when he was the best. And then we had to watch a few seasons of him being like an outcast and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
and now
I agree with you. I'm loving Peter, season 2, Peter Dinklage. It's really funny watching him just fuck everybody over and with such sarcasm and stuff. But I really don't like seeing him in service to Daenerys. I don't like it. It bothers me.
I don't love it, but I like it. I like it more than him being like, you know, being like taken on a train across the desert, you know. I enjoy I really, really like him and Varys together. And I do root for Daenerys quite a bit. You know, after Cersei, I probably want Daenerys to take over. So I do like that he is on like with a good party, not like with the Greyjoys or something like that. But yeah, I think season 2 is really where he peaked. And then he also had that nice relationship with Shay. And then Shay became a monster. Although that was sort of his doing. I'm like, why did you do that? Now you've hurt Shay. And then, I don't know.
Yeah. That's the hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really mad at her.
The pretty woman.
Like, I was so glad when he killed her because I was so upset with her. I was like, how dare you?
Yeah, that's
and
the thing.
She's
I mean, like
you started it. I'm like, you're a hooker, okay? He grabbed you off he's peeled you off the pole.
And you know what I didn't like? You know, I feel like I liked Shay. I liked that Shay fell in love with him. But what I didn't like was like, okay, you're going to be here and you have to have a low profile because if anyone finds out, we're both going to get killed. So what she do? She starts walking around, starts talking. I'm like, Shay.
Yeah, I was with her until you know, it went bad. And I wasn't supposed to be with her. And I'm very easily manipulated. I was like, screw her. Like, I'm so mad. Even watching it over again, I'm like, I'm not going to watch your scenes where you're, like, laying in bed being in love. Because fuck you. You're a horrible human being,
Well, she went to the dad. She went to the dad.
Oh, my gosh. So, Tyrion. I mean,
Tywin.
Tywin. What a son of a bitch. And this fucking show, they make you like him because he's nice to Arya, okay? So, I'm on the season now. I think it's season 2 where Arya is his apprentice or his cuff boy or whatever they call it. And so he's like warming up to Arya and they're getting this like father-daughter relationship. And it's just so funny how the show works because he's like, they disobeyed me? Well, burn their villages and everyone in them. Kill the children. Behead the cows. You know? And then he's like, so, tell me about your father. You know?
I just like that he got killed while taking a shit.
I know.
Just sitting on the
toilet.
They
killed him in the most embarrassing way. And then Peter Dinklage with that bow and arrow. Someone posted something the other day on Facebook. It's this thing you can buy in your bathroom. It's one of those standing cardboard cutouts like they used to have in Blockbuster. And it's so you close the door and it's Peter Dinklage with a bow and arrow aiming at the toilet.
That's hilarious. So let's move on to House Targaryen, since we started to talk about her. Daenerys Targaryen, formerly married to Khal Drogo. They had, you know, I feel like the fact that they killed off Khal Drogo in the first season, well, basically the first season, right? Yeah, it was the first season he died. I'm like, how do you get rid of Jason Momoa so quickly? This is why this is not fair. Some of these people last forever and ever, and then you have, like, one of the hottest guys gets killed off by, like, episode 8. It's not right.
Yeah, Khal Drogo, I don't know, that whole story. Look, I'm kind of mad at him right now. Because I just, on the plane this week, I watched Aquaman. And I've been so excited to see Aquaman. It looks great visually. Love Jason Momoa, whatever. I really love him from this show.
Him. Mm-hmm.
Aquaman can suck a dick, okay? Fuck that movie. Yeah. Fuck everybody for trying to make me go see it. It was terrible, and now I'm mad at him. I'm like, shut up. Yeah. You don't even have a tail. How are you swimming so fast?
Yeah. And also, I was mad at Khal Drogo because it's like, dude, you have a wound. You have to, like, do something about it. Stop being tough. Now it's infected, and now they go find Mercedes Rule, the witch, and then she, of course, fucks him over. Like, that's, you know, like if you had just, like, been more honest about your injury, we probably could have avoided this.
It's funny that we all like Daenerys, because Daenerys is, you know, such a hero, and everybody's rooting for her to win, I think. I think probably, like, 80% of the audience is rooting for her to win.
Yeah, totally.
But why are we rooting for her? Okay, she can bring dragons back to life. That's not good. I mean, I know you're going to need them to kill the White Walkers, but then they kill everybody else, okay? It's not like dragons are just sitting there having, like, a peaceful, lovely life. They're huge. What do you guys think you're going to feed them? You know?
Well, that's her moral quandary, which is like, I can win this war, but at what cost, you know?
Well, exactly. She's always like, why are we rooting for her? And then when he got sick and she's like, oh, I'm going to pay this slave lady. And then she's like, slave lady, why would you fuck us over and end up killing him and turning him into a zombie? And the slave lady is like, hi, because he burned down entire villages and like, raped and pillaged my times. Entire city and everybody I know. And she's like, yeah, but I was giving you my freedom. She was like, yeah, I was literally raped 3 times that day that I met you. Like, are you fucking kidding with me, lady?
Yeah. So,
I
mean, like,
side. I was on the slave lady's side by the end of it. I'm like, what? She's the asshole? Come on.
Also, I feel like Daenerys had a few seasons where she wasn't really doing anything. There was, like, a lot of wandering through the desert and liberating cities, which was always felt good. It was always good whenever she, like, fucked someone over, because it was always like she'd go into a new city and they'd be like, ugh. Look at this little blonde girl. We'll give her a piece of bread and tell her to get going. And she's like, oh, really? And then, like, a dragon will burn everything down. They're like, I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah.
Which was fun, but it was kind of like
they're
the
like,
same thing.
They're like, honey. And she's like, kill your masters! And then they would all turn around and kill their masters.
And then she got the army. I have to say, oddly enough, I love Grey Worm, who is, like, her head warrior. And I think one of the reasons why I love Grey Worm and Brienne of Tarth is that I like how loyal they are. They seem like very lovely people. And on top of that, I'm constantly expecting them to get killed off. Like, I thought they'd be dead 3 seasons ago. And the fact that they keep on, like, hanging around when people like Jason Momoa get killed off within 5 episodes, I'm always like, I can't believe they're still around. Like, it makes me, like, more and more nervous that they're going to get killed off. Because you cannot tell me this show is going to end with Brienne and Grey Worm both alive. Like, we know they're going to die. So the more they stay alive, the more I dread that they're going to die. And the more I dread that they're going to die, the more I get emotionally invested in them, if that makes sense.
Well, there's too much romance storyline with Grey Worm for me. So I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
I just automatically turn him off.
Yeah. Oh, I do not like his romance storyline. That's, like, the most uninteresting romance. Like, we do not need to see Grey Worm's, like, personal life. We just need him to stand there and be loyal and look, you know, sad sometimes.
Yeah. He's very emo. It's funny because the women are like, they've made it so that the women are like the strongest and the men are the cryiest, which I kind of like in general.
Now, Daenerys has some like, so post Khal Drogo, she has this she has a romance with Dario Naharis, who was actually played by two different guys who both were really hot. The first guy I thought was actually hotter than the second guy. But also, like, I think we're supposed to, but I don't really care about her relationship with him. And I'm also like, why is this guy still here? I'm surprised that he's still around.
Yeah. But I like her in general. I'm just, yeah. You know, she's, I'm lukewarm on her right now, I think, because I'm at the beginning. So it's always like, I want it! Give me my dragons back! And I don't like that yes. part of her. I like when she became a badass later, because the scenes I cheer the loudest for are when she kills people with dragons, because it's always like, this dumb little girl, I'm calling her a bitch in a different language. She'll never get it. She's like, oh, my... Pero este, I have understood Spanish this whole time.
And then yeah, she's like, I took
she's like, Dracarys, bitch. And then she kills she kills all the guys. So I cheer for those.
I
and then
when
Cersei
too.
Finally, you know, gets her way every single yeah. time, I cheer.
I will say, yeah, there was like the, also that weird moment where she went to that like fancy city, which a city that I thought was the best. It was like a rich city and everything was fine, but then her dragons got stolen by like a warlock, and then she had to go into that crazy house, and that was annoying.
Yeah,
I was like,
I don't
we don't
like
need
that.
To see that.
Yeah.
But where we last saw her, she was having sex with Jon Snow, which is problematic because I think Jon Snow is her nephew.
Well, you know, it's Game of Thrones. That's pretty far removed for fucking on this show.
Yeah, I mean, it was inevitable. So yeah, so they're fucking right now. Then we have, shall we move on to House Greyjoy?
Sure. Did we get through everybody in the Lannisters?
Oh, Lannisters? I think we got through all the main Lannisters. There were some other random ones, like Master Pycelle, like that old dude. He was a creep.
Okay, so these fucking Greyjoys. Okay, first of all, Theon, you little idiot. And of course, I'm still towards the beginning, where in the first season, Theon's great. You know, you're like, what a grateful orphan.
And he does show his peen. But it's like, why do we, again, I don't know if we need to see Theon's peen. This is like an ongoing issue for me, the peen on this show.
But I liked him in the first. And then the second, of course, he's a total jackass and betrays the Starks.
Yeah.
And all for what? For a shitty father. You know, like, is your father's love really that important? It's really not. Like, you're an adult
yeah.
now, okay? Go get a job.
Exactly. And so get a job. He had a job. Yeah, so he betrays all these people, which is so obnoxious. And so, like, yes, you want him to get his comeuppance, but then we had to sit through, like, literally an entire season of him being tortured. And it's like, this is like the Arya Stark thing. Like, okay, I'm happy to see the training. I'm happy to see the torture. I don't know if I need to see an entire season. Like, every single day, oh, there goes his thumb. There go his nuts. There goes this. There goes that. Oh, we're going to let him loose. Oh, guess what? It was all, like, a trick, and he's brought back in. It's like a lot. We don't need to see that much.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling it for Theon.
And then his sister, Yara. So Yara sort of looks to me like, I feel like she's someone I went to college with, and her name should be Jess. You know, like, I want to call her Jess, because she looks like a Jess to me. So Jess makes her way all the way over to save him, and he's like, I'm not going to go. And he's like, carrying. I'm like, you know what, Theon? Like, we have had to sit and watch you get tortured, and you're finally getting saved, and you're not even going to go? Please.
Yeah, Theon, it's, you know, I'm done with Theon, okay? I'm done with him. I liked his sister, though. I thought she
yeah.
was pretty cool. She's that girl, yeah, Jess, who's like...
She's a Jess.
Hey, what are you up to, fatty? And you're like, oh my god, Jess was mean. But then it takes you like 2 years to realize, like, she beats up a bully for you, and then you realize, oh my god, being mean
yeah.
to me was how she was loving me. That whole yeah. time, like, she really liked me. And then you guys, you're about to hug her at prom, you know, or like the last day of school. But then you're like, no, Jess wouldn't like that. And then she just gives you a look like, we'll see each other on the flip side, kid.
Jess wouldn't like that. And then, like, after college, when you guys reconnect, because you actually wound up living in the same city, you guys, like, watch football on Sundays, you know?
Yeah, but then she's all, like, nice. She's like, hi!
She's,
got
she's
it.
Nice, yeah.
And you're like... What became of Jess, you know? Jess used to be the baddest-ass girl in school, and now she's, like, grown her hair out, and she's, like, I don't know, like, making jam with her friends.
Like, yeah, she's, like, fun. But then she says annoying things, like, I'm basically just, like, one of the guys. You're like, no, Jess, you're not one of the guys. You're like, you're cool, but you're not one of the guys.
I'm not
you know?
A girl's girl.
But then she also sort of talks at you. She's like, oh, you know what you need to do? If you're making, you know what, if you're making, like, Texas caviar, yeah, these are the sort of beans you need to use. Like, Jess, I'm, like... Just let me make my Texas caviar the way I want to. You know, she's like a little bit of a talker adder.
Yeah.
Like, you love her, but she's like, you can't bring around all your friends because she's so brash that you're afraid she's going to say something that's like too real. And then like your friends will be like, what's up with your friend Jess? I'm like, she's just like that. And then you all of a sudden you can't like go to brunch with both of them.
Yeah, but then you finally do bring her around all your friends, and they're like, oh my God, that girl's awesome. And you're like, what the fuck? Like,
and you're like, wait, nice I was. I know. I was like, I was so anxious, and now they all love her. And then it's then I start to think, like, wow, like,
they're
why?
They're hanging out without me.
Yeah, is everyone hanging out with Jess without me? And then it's like, who can I bring Jess around? Like, I don't even know my. I don't understand my own judgment anymore.
Well, the great choice as a family is not coming from a good place. Okay, they've been beaten down. But they also rebelled, and they just live in the shittiest part of town. It's, like, raining all the time. It's, like, crappy. The castle hasn't been kept up. It's just, like, crappy.
I know.
And, you know, they're just not going to win. So every time they go over, and they have, like, the boat people. They're like, yeah. We're the people of the ocean. And I'm like, ew, that's musty.
Well, I actually feel like, theoretically, I would actually really like I like the idea of boat people. But what I don't like is then there's, like, this other brother. This guy Euron, I think is that Euron or Aeron? I don't know. But there's this other Greyjoy who like comes in, like I think at the end of like the second to last season, or he just comes out of nowhere. He kills the dad out of nowhere on a bridge, and we're like, okay.
Oh
fine.
Yeah, it's like this is my land now. And you're like,
it's like
shut
okay,
up,
you're just
gonna
introduce a character to just like do this.
Yeah,
and now and then he's just like annoying, and now he just like he comes, he's like appealing to Cersei. You're like fine, and then it seems like. Things are finally going the way they're supposed to go, and then his frickin' regatta goes and intercepts everything, and there's, like, a big firefight in the sea, and I'm just like, you know what? You're new. Stop doing this. You're new. Like, know your place. Go hang out in the Iron Isles or whatever, the Salt of the... whatever they say in your, like, black leather, and be, like, watch the Matrix over there, and then, like... It's my second Matrix reference of the episode. But just do that. Like, don't get in the way. We're all trying to do things that we've been plotting for years, and you're just coming in out of nowhere and ruining it. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, go get all Matrix in the farmer's market. Okay, loser.
Loser.
Okay, so the Starks. So I'm scrolling down a little bit. Okay, what do we think of the Hound?
I like the Hound, but sometimes I'm, like, a little annoyed by him. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, we get it. You're moody. Actually, you know what? I actually hate the Hound now, and I'll tell you why. Because I was always, like, mixed. Like, I liked how he looked out for Arya, and, you know, I always liked that, like, the big guy with a heart of gold. But then, in the last season, when, like, the whole group is on this, like, little island in the middle of a lake, a frozen lake, and all these skeletons are staring at them, just, like, waiting, and the Hound, of course, because he's bored, he throws, like, a rock. And then, like, the rock, like, lands on the lake. And then it's like, oh, guess what? The lake is frozen. So all the skeletons come over. So now all the skeletons are coming over, making craziness. It's like, oh, just what I want to see. Another crazy, like, undead fight. Like, fuck the Hound. He ruined it for everyone.
I just think he needs bangs. I mean, that's my only suggestion.
Well, he did clean himself up for a second there. Remember he joined that, like, little cult? That beautiful little cult?
Yeah.
Like, this lovely cult run by Ian McShane. And he cleaned himself up. He was looking pretty good. He was actually looking like he was, like, about to open up, like, a coffee shop. And then he, like, goes off to gather some sticks, and he comes back, and everyone's dead because of the stupid – that other group. What were they called again? Remember that
I'm
group
glad
that,
they're
like,
dead, though. I hate cults, okay? And I really love that actor, Ian McShane, and I watch Deadwood, and I watch American Gods. Like, I love him. But sometimes I don't. You know, sometimes I'm like, I don't need you on this show. It's out of place for him to be on Game of Thrones, and I think because I didn't really know who anybody else was, so now I know everybody is their characters on Game of Thrones. And so I know him from so many other things. I'm like, listen, Deadwood had a terrible ending, so why don't you go fix that cult person, okay?
Well, he also came in, like, all easy breezy. He was, like, in, like, a white, like, Henley shirt or something like this. Like, he looked like he was about to go to, like, a beach wedding in Mexico, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, life is good. We're just going to build some houses and just be one with the earth or whatever. And I was like, this is weird. This is, like, Ian McShane acting all new agey.
Yeah. I didn't like that. The Hound, I like the Hound for the most part. What do you think about Littlefinger, Baelish?
Littlefinger was interesting because there were times when I was like, I super supported Littlefinger, but then there were times I was like, fuck this guy. And he was the one who married Sansa off to Ramsay.
Oh my god, he betrayed everybody every single season, and now seeing it all put together like this, I'm like, lol, that queen. And I love the scenes with him and Varys, because they, you know, they have this like Drag Race way of talking with each other, like, oh, well, you, oh, the master of the nothing, oh, well, hello, master of the no penis. It's like, ooh, burn, ooh, burn. So I really loved their relationship, and Littlefinger's off screwing everybody over and, like, literally bringing down empires every season.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I loved him for being manipulative, sort of like Cersei style, or if I just found him to be annoying. And then in the last season, I just started to be like, okay, he's annoying, because like after years and years, Sansa and Arya are finally back together, and now he's going to breed discord. So they're going to hate each other. I was like, no, we like worked so long to get them together. But then it turns out that they were like one step ahead of them. Ahead of him, and they joined forces and like did a surprise execution of him. So I was happy. I was really happy.
I feel like he deserved a better execution. Like, I wish it was just more than, oh, sister fight. It's like, girl fight. That he comes down from a girl fight, you know?
Yeah, it was sort of like, that was the other thing about that storyline, is I feel like there were all these major things happening across the land, and then we'd have to like stop and be like, oh, your sister says this about you. Your sister says that. I was like, do we really have to like sit here and listen to this?
Yeah, I wasn't so into that. And I miss him. I hope he's still alive. I mean, I guess he can't be, but I love him.
His throat was slit, but you know, a lot of things come back to life thanks to the White Walkers and that fucking dragon. Oh, that's the other thing. The Hound, because of that whole situation, the freaking dragon got killed, and now the White Walkers have a dragon. Thanks, Hound. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Hound.
So House Tyrell, you know, Loras, we already talked about Loras a little bit. It's really, to me, I mean, even though there's Margaery Tyrell, she was, you know, whatever. She wasn't, like, as fun as Cersei. She wasn't as, like, batty as like some others that I would have liked. For me, it's really all about Olenna Tyrell, who was played by Diana Rigg.
Oh, yeah.
She was great.
She was a loved queen, her. And I was so sad. Tell Cersei it was me.
Yeah. Oh. She did die pretty well. She was like, fuck you. Like, guess what? I'm pretending to have a civilized drink with you right now because I know you're poisoning me. But guess what? Before I die, I fucking killed your son.
Yes. Loved her. Margaery was from that Showtime show about Henry VIII.
Oh, was she?
Where Henry VIII is hot. I'm like, okay, guys. And she was like, okay. And so seeing her again kind of doing the same thing, I was like, yeah, I already know what happens to her. And it did. It did end up happening to her.
I was surprised she lasted so long. I mean, she even made it to queen. In fact, I was actually really happy that she became the queen. I was like, this is all she wanted. She did it. You know, she even married a gay guy and knew he was gay and was like, cool with it. She's like, my brother will
fuck you. Just, you know, come in me so I can have a baby. Like, what's the problem? And he's like, gross.
She's like, I'm being very logical about this. So let's just do it.
She's like, I'm trying to help. Okay.
She's like, listen, afterwards we can watch Soap Dish. We'll have a great time. They would have made a great modern family, you know, between the three of them. I loved them as their little throuple. But
yeah, I thought so too. I thought they'd be cute. And then they'd get in fights and she'd always be in the middle. It's like, Margaery, what did you tell him?
Also, why have we only seen the shadow monster once? Like, wouldn't you think that, like, Melisandre would be sending out that shadow baby, like, so many times? Like, if I could give birth to shadow assassins, I'd be like, okay, one, two, three, four. Like, it'd just be like one after the other and just be done with all this.
Well, I can't wait to find out what his ass is up to, that shadow person, because he sure caused a lot of crap. And obviously it's some real, like, dark magic. So who is it? And is it a real person, like, coming in shadow form? I mean, what's going on? Who are they against?
Yeah. The Martells. The Martells, I feel like we didn't see a lot of the Martells. And there was that – basically, for me, the Martells are all about – there were two big Martells. There was that one guy – Oberyn, who I found to be oddly hot, and he was so good, and he was going to kill the mountain. He, like, they had a duel, and he was doing all this fancy sword and jumping and all this stuff. He finally gets the guy down. He's going to kill him, and instead of just, like, finishing him off, which is what we knew he should have been doing, he starts, like, taunting him. Mountain comes alive and crushes the guy's skull.
Oh, my God, like a watermelon. That was crazy. Yeah.
It was crazy, and it was really upsetting to me, not because it was graphic, but because it's like, ugh, of course. Could have just killed him.
Yeah, it was really gross. And then his sister, Ilaria.
Yeah.
Wasn't that his sister? Great.
Yeah, Alaria.
She was great, and I think she's another one that's great in this, but then I see her in other things, and I'm like, please stop. She's in this this British cop show where she's like, she's a mess, and she's a drunk. Like, you know, I was like, just stop. Go back to being Alaria, okay?
She had, like, a very specific brand of crazy. She kept poisoning people by kissing them because she had this thing. And I loved how deranged she was, and I just feel like we deserve to have more of her.
Yeah, but alas, you mess with the mountain. Look what
happened. Well, the real issue is that she poisoned Cersei and Jaime's daughter, and so then when Cersei was able to finally like capture her, then Cersei was like, "Fuck you! I'm putting you in the dungeon, and now I'm going to kill your daughter the way that you killed mine," which is very Cersei.
Yeah, which is why she's my queen.
Yeah, I mean Cersei's truly.
I mean, I've never cheered for child killing before Cersei. I was like, you go, girl.
I just want to mention also...
This show makes me feel like such a sick person.
I know. Well, it's a sick show. I also want to mention briefly Bram. Not Bram. What's the guy who is like... He's like a mercenary, and he was like... He's like... He taught Jaime how to fight again and everything, and he was the one who got locked up with at the House Martell. He got locked up, and then they like poisoned him, and then they gave him the antidote and, you know, all that. I like that guy.
I'm trying to remember. I'm scrolling through. Oh my god, I have so many episodes to get through.
His name is Bron. There's Bram and there's Bron.
Find Burr.
Yeah. Bram. You'll see him.
Bron. Oh, Bron. Yeah, I love that guy. The guy, the orphan guy who saved Arya. The orphan saver. Yeah.
He was sort of like looked after Arya, and then he was like,
yeah,
with Jamie,
I like that guy. I didn't remember him dying so fast.
He didn't die. He came to life. Like he was going to die.
Because he came back to life later. God, I'm dumb sometimes.
Remember the Martell daughter kissed him, and then he started to die, and then they gave him the antidote. It sort of set up the fact that they had this ability to poison people, and that there was one antidote. All that yada yada, you know.
No wait, Bron isn't the orphan saver. He's the one who helps Tyrion, right?
Yeah, wait, who is the Orphan Saver?
The Orphan Saver looks like Bron. Everybody, I know people are hitting their steering wheel right now. Sorry, people. But Saver, the one who saves Arya when she's about to get killed, and he puts her in with all the orphans and the criminals, and then they're coming to look for Gendry or Gendry, and he helps hide him, and then he fights all those soldiers by himself, and it takes a bunch of them to kill him. He was great too.
Yeah, and I remember there was a guy.
Yeah, I thought that he stayed alive forever because he looks like Bron.
Right,
I love Bron.
Yeah, Bron's a good guy.
Yeah,
Bron's solid. He's good people. I like Bron, but I feel like he's also gonna die. But I think he's gonna have a very I think he'll have an emotional death that will be like the end of the episode, and it'll fade to black.
Yeah. Oh, God bless him. Love that guy. Okay, who else?
Yeah. Okay, so now we're getting sort of into the dregs here. Not the dregs, but these are sort of more we got the House Frey, Walter Frey. You know, he was that crazy old dude. I like that Arya. I like the way Arya killed him.
Yeah,
we talked about the Freys. We talked about the Boltons, Ramsay.
They made it through the families, right?
There's
the only
thing
I have to say
more.
Is I'm so glad they killed this Asha bitch. Oh, my God, she was making me so talk about acting. Enough already, okay?
She lasted a lot longer on this show than I ever expected.
I know. I was so glad. I cheered when they did her in.
You know, House Tarly. So there's Sam. I think we all love Sam. I am also surprised that Sam has lasted so long. Sam and Gilly. Gilly's like, I can't tell if I love Gilly or if she sort of annoys me. You know? Sam.
Oh, God. She's so annoying. Sam. Yeah. She's all bitchy. It's like, you got taken off a farm or whatever. Like a baby farm.
I did think it was weird when what's his face we didn't talk about him at all. Jorda. I always forget his name. You know what I'm talking about. Joe Gorga.
Talk about
Jorah Mormont. When he got like the Grayscale, and then he went to the Citadel or the wherever it was called. And then Sam is like, I read here in a book that I found that was locked up that you could do this to fix it. And they're like, no. Jim Broadbent's like, don't you dare. I'm the Grandmeister. And then Sam like does something. And then the next morning, Jorah's like, oh, I'm fine. I'm healed. I was like, wait, what? That's a little too easy.
Yeah. I like Sam. But, you know, it's like there's so many. Why is every parent mean in here? You know, the only ones who aren't mean get killed. And then everybody else is basically like modern day. Like everyone's really evil because their parents were mean to them. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it always boils down to on Game of Thrones. And his is no exception. It's like, oh, your dad's mean. Oh, get in line already. Okay.
Yeah, there's also everyone from the Night's Watch. I really didn't care about. I'm not gonna lie. Like all those guys.
Well,
like
every time they make it like that, you know, because they're all so harsh.
But I think we're supposed to like them, like they're a band of brothers. I'm like, every time they got killed, I was like, honestly, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care, you know.
Well, is there anyone else you want to talk to, or should we wrap it up? Why don't we wrap it up with some predictions, okay? Because we'd love to do some predictions. So who do you think is going to win the Game of Thrones?
I mean, I think Jon Snow will. I think there'll be like an epic sacrifice, so that way Jon Snow. I think Daenerys is gonna have like a tragic death, you know, so that way everyone else could live on. It'll be one of those things, like very religious, you know. I think Jon Snow is gonna win, and I think that Cersei is gonna lose, but she's gonna do something valiant to save the world from the White Walkers. Like she's like be like, okay, my children are dead. That witch's prophecy from when I was a kid is going to come true. I know I'm never going to like have this throne, but I will always be remembered for my sacrifices or something like that. And she'll do something like she will die so that way humans can live.
That's interesting.
Those are I think there'll be two sacrificial deaths.
I think that everybody's going to... Okay, this is an out there one, but I think that the White Walkers are really the good ones because look at all the humanity that we've seen on this show. Everyone sucks. Yeah. People are horrible. All they do is kill each other and rape each other and burn each other. And, like, it's horrible. It reminds you how bad humans are. And I'll bet the White Walker is going to turn out to be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he just looks funny. And maybe he's really nice. if we have to choose somebody living, I think it's going to be one of the kids. It's going to be someone really young. Like, it'll be Bran or someone they haven't paid as much attention to that'll be a shocker that they actually win. And it's like we spent all... It's kind of like what the show does, right? It makes you think, oh, it's about all this drama of who's going to get the throne and who's going to get this, when it's really ending up to just be The Walking Dead at the end. It doesn't really matter who survives. You know, the beheadings, because you're going to get killed by a damn White Walker anyway.
You know what? I bet Daenerys is going to have a child with Jon Snow because they had sex. Because, you know, they're like, oh, she can't have kids. And the only one who said she can't have kids was crazy Mercedes Real Witch. And she was like, oh, I saw that child. It was scaly and disgusting. You can't have babies. And they're like, okay, cool. So I bet, like, she can totally have babies. And she's going to have one with her nephew. And that's going to be the true, like, next gen leader is going to be this child who is both, like, the amazingness of Jon Snow and the determination of Daenerys, and that one's going to lead us along the way. Although, actually, I would love it if it was Varys. If Varys wound up on the throne, I would totally support that.
Well, time will tell, my friends. We've got, six episodes this season?
Something like that. Probably six or seven.
And they're all going to be super long, like, movie length. So... We will be back to recap all of those. Everybody, thanks for listening to our first ever episode.
Yeah.
Super excited. By the next time I'm talking to you guys, I will have probably watched this whole damn thing all over again. So
I know. Wait, Ronnie, I just realized something before we sign off. When you said it's probably going to be one of the kids that we're not paying attention to, are you saying it could possibly be Robin? The son of Lisa, who was suckling his mom's teat until he was 14 and doesn't know how to hold a sword.
Oh,
I think
God.
That's the only kid that's left.
Brandon didn't die.
Well, he's not going to be the king. I'm Why sorry. Not? He's going to sit in the corner and have visions.
Well, maybe he could be king, you know?
No. Never.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone. Bye.